Today, I would like to discuss with you a collection of minhagim relating to Purim. Nothing specific. Just a general collection of minhagim, hamantashen, and some other interesting things that I found to be interesting about Purim. First thing, let's begin with, is it proper to wear on Purim Big Day Shabbos? Big Day Yom Tov. Now, I'm not talking about costumes. We spent time talking about costumes, okay? But just because you wear a costume doesn't mean you have to wear the costume the whole day. You can wear the costume for the Suda later in the day. When you come to Shul at night, do you wear... You don't have to come with a costume. You can come wear your Big Day Chol, you come from work. This year it's Mitzvah Shabbos, so it's a whole different story. Or, if it's during the weekday, is it proper to get dressed in Big Day Shabbos before you come to the Megillah at night and during the day? So the truth is, the Rama says, the Rama writes, Yesh Shenohagu. It's not something which is so simple. See, it's not so simple what should be done. Yesh Shenohagu. Lilboish Big Day Shabbos V'yom Tov B'Purim V'chein Nochon. Some of a custom. I remember as a child, I vaguely remember, like, it wasn't like people didn't wear Big Day Shabbos. Most of the time it's a work day, Purim. So you go to work, you come in yeshiva. So in yeshiva, that was one of the big things, very, very impression when I went through the yeshiva.
You wore a plaid shirt?
You wore Big Day Shabbos. It was Big Day Shabbos, and Adrav, they were very makbid. Where I went, you don't wear costumes. Costumes are a nice thing for children. Children wear costumes. Adults don't wear costumes. Then I went to another yeshiva. No, there the minhag was like some more Hasidish. There they wear no costumes. You wear costumes. Tarvadas. Chaim Berlin. I was in Chaim Berlin high school. Unheard of. It was a Yom Tov. You wear Big Day Shabbos.
The yeshiva boys were required to wear white.
Things changed. My day, I know for a fact, Purim changed a lot in the yeshiva over the years. No, the Tarvidas. In Tarvidas, they're very big into costumes. Hasidim are heavy duty into costumes.
I see the Rebbe say dress up like Yom Tov with a strimal and the Bekashem.
So the Rebbe themselves, but the Hasidim, the Rebbe himself will probably dress in Big Day Shabbos. But the Hasidim, but also you have to keep in mind is that even if you do wear costumes, see, unfortunately today everything gets out of hand very quickly. Even if you do wear costumes, that doesn't mean you should be wearing the costume when you come to Daven. People, you go, like last year where I davened, it was a joke, where I went to lane somewhere, and people, during the davening, they came in these crazy clown costumes. these ridiculous costumes. It takes away from, there's a time for everything. You can come to daven, you're wearing your tefillin, you're wearing the Megillah, it's one. There's plenty of time on Purim for everything. Then you go to your Shalach Lodos, you put on your costume, you have a Sudas Purim. There's a time for everything. The Rama, he talks about costumes, we discussed that. But the Rama also writes, Yesh Nohagu Lilbosh Big Day Shabbos V'yom Tov B'Purim V'chein Nochon. That's the proper thing to do. And this brought down in the Rama and Simon Tovkov Chavtes. And then the Mepharshim, they got the Rama. We got you. Because he writes, Big Day Shabbos V'yom Tov. What do you mean Big Day Shabbos and Yom Tov? The Mechaber himself says that there's a distinction between Big Day Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Big Day Yom Tov are more choshuv than Shabbos. There is the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef says you should wear on Yom Tov nicer clothing than you wear on Shabbos. Because on Yom Tov there's a special mitzvah, v'samachta b'chagecha. So the problem now is, so now you tell me there's a minhag to wear on the Purim nicer clothing. So Rama, please be specific. Should we wear on Purim Big Day Shabbos? Or should we wear on Purim Big Day Yom Tov? When you go to the closet, you have the Shabbos closet and the Yom Tov closet. Which suit should you take out? The Rama is very vague. The Rama says Big Day Shabbos Vi Yom Tov. He's not clear which clothing. Okay, so you look at all the poskim. Some of them say Big Day Yom Tov, Big Day Shabbos. Okay, it's not really clear, but it basically means, I think for most of us, our Big Day Shabbos, they're pretty much on the same anyway. But In halacha, there is a distinction in Shabbos. The end of the Ramah is a little bit vague, but the Ramah does say v'chein nochoin. Now, why? What's the lekar for the minna? Why? Why should we wear big day Shabbos v'yomtiv? So simply, you'll say it's because you made mishta v'simcha. These are days of mishta v'simcha. Okay, mishta yain. We discussed yesterday mishta yain, but it's simcha. So simcha v'salachta v'chagecha. Yeshua has called in honor of the simcha. Other farshim say it's a lot more deeper than that. It's deeper because Purim is Kabbalas HaTorah. Kimu v'kiblu, Purim is a new Kabbalas HaTorah. And the big day Shabbos, the big day Yom Tov, are in honor, not for the Simcha of the day, because the Simcha of the day is diminished because there's no Issur Melacha. Being that there's no Issur Melacha, the Simcha is not as, does not rate on the level of Simcha of Yom Tov. When you can't do Melacha, then you have to wear the begadim to reflect the fact that you can't do Melacha. But the Simcha is primarily because it's Simchas Torah. Purim is a gather of Simcha. So Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu masha kiblu kvar, b'mei ahava sanes, v'mei kabul Torah once again. That is the Simcha that requires you to wear Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yom Tov. Not the Simcha that it's a day of Simcha. That would not be enough because there's no Isser Melach. That's one approach. Another approach given is because we reenact what we learn in the Megillah. The Megillah says, v'tilvash Esther Malchus. It's a minhag. I mean, it's not a din. It could be that wearing Big Day Shabbos, you have to be very, very clear. Wearing Big Day Shabbos on Yom Tov, Big Day Yom Tov on Yom Tov, on Pesach and Shavuos, it could be that it's a din. It's a halacha. It's much stronger than a minhag. Purim, to wear Big Day Shabbos, is not on that level. I don't know if it's a halacha or it's a minhag, but we learned many, many times that in minhagim, there are many madregos. So wearing nice clothing on Yom Tov is on a much higher level than wearing nice clothing on Purim. So where does it come from? So it's Kabbalah HaTorah, or Vatilbash Esther Malchus, we reenact. The whole Yom Kippur was she dressed herself in Malchus, which means not just simply Malchus, but also there was an aura of Kedusha when she came to request the Klal Yisrael. We reenact that by wearing nice clothing. And furthermore, and I mean even more simply, Mordechai Yatza Milufnei HaMelech Bilavush Malchus Techeles Vachur V'Atera Zav G'dolah. Mordechai, the whole Simcha of the Purim is that Mordechai succeeded in Big Day Malchus. He was successful, he was honored, and we also want to reenact that by wearing Big Day Shabbos, Big Day Yom Tov. Then I saw something which is truly amazing. This comes to Kloisenberg. Kloisenberg, they're a branch of Sanz HaChassidim. This is what it says. I don't know if this is what they do today, but it's brought down in a very reliable source. It was Minik Sanz HaKpada, not to wear Big Day Shabbos for the laying of the Megillah at night. In other words, this year, after Shabbos is over, you go home, you take off the Big Day Shabbos, change into Big Day Chol. I don't know if they do Mitzvah Shabbos, but seemingly, and you come to the Megillah wearing Big Day Chol. And during the Megillah, you read Big Day Chol, and then, after the Megillah, you put on the Big Day Shabbos. Why? Because that's what Purim is all about. It was a Nes Nistar. It was a neis b'soicha teva. So you have to, everything was just natural. This happened and that happened. It wasn't the spectacular fireworks, smoke and mirrors. It was the whole essence of the Megillah was a neis nista b'soicha teva. The neila, there was a hakpada to wear Big Day Chol for the landing of the Megillah, at least at night. By day, it seems they wore Big Day Shabbos. That's what it appears. But by night, it wasn't out of laziness. No, you wear Big Day Chol to carry the essence of what the miracle of Purim is all about. And to supplement this, this shocked me out of my mind. I saw this yesterday, just the last thing that I was preparing, and I was running home, is that by the Teimonim, there's a Teimonim with Tunis. What's Tunis?
Tunisia.
So who lives in Tunisia? Who's there? Some Svardin or Teiman?
Yes,
the minig is, this is shocking, never heard this before.
Jericho.
They lane the Megillah without trup. No trup. This trup, yeah, the trup is for learning. It's drush, to know, time to know.
They read it straight.
Don't make no trop. Don't start singing. You know why? Because it's called a nigeres. It's called a nigeres. And the words of nigeres doesn't just demand that it's written differently, it's written on parchment and all those whole things. It demands that it be read like a nigeres. And when you read a nigeres, you don't sing. You don't sing with a nigger and a whole trop. So it also explains why you would wear big day choil. When you read letters on on Shabbos, you're not allowed to read any Geras. The whole halacha, the Daber Dova, there's a whole Gemara Masech to Shabbos, they made a takana, ksuvim, Shabbos mincha. People shouldn't be Isaac in Divrei Chol and reading letters and reading publications and all these things. Shabbos is the time to go to the drush, to learn Torah, Nafa. So the Mela, it all fits together. It's an Igeres. In Igeres, there's no trop. In Igeres, you wear big day chol. Why? Because you have to appreciate, that's what Purim is all about. There's a Yom Tov of Pesach, Kriyas Yams of miracles, you put on a nice suit, you put on a nice table, you bring out the best kelim, but you have to know that Hashem is there in every matzav in life. Hashem is there even when you bring your big day chol, and even when you read the New York Times, and you're doing the most mundane activities. And then mainly you have to bedafka with the big day chol. You have to bedafka not laying the trap when you lay in the Megillah. It's a whole fascinating insight into the Megillah and Purim, which I think most of us have not been brought up like this. And people who don't wear big day chol, okay, you're coming from work. If you wear your yeshiva, it's Yom Tov, so you have more hashivas, so you put on a big day Shabbos, and then you have the whole group of people that whole thing is a joke, they come in the costumes. But there's a whole new approach. It's not a time for costumes. It's not a time to make the Shabbos. It's not because Stam, you're lazy. You come late from work. Parnasa. I can't go get on time. I have a job. I have to come home last minute. People go to work on Purim. People, when it's not, you know, people go to work. That's the way it is. That's the way life is. No. Pumfa keret. You're off from work. It's Shabbos. Take off your Shabbos clothing. Put on your big day chol. Put on your big day chol. You know, even though, you know, put on your big day chol, and it's very interesting because think about Tisha B'Av. I heard a beautiful drasha when Tisha B'Av is Mitzvah Shabbos, right? So you come to the Eicha Kinnis Mitzvah Shabbos. So there's a minhag by Hasidim. I don't know all the details of which they bedafka wear their big day Shabbos with their strimel and the whole 9 yards at Mitzoy Shabbos Tisha B'Av. You come to Eicha, you sit down on the floor and you read Eicha in the dark with candles and kinnis, wearing your big day Shabbos with your strimel. Because when Tisha B'Av is on Mitzvah Shabbos, it's a different type of Tisha B'Av. It's a Tisha B'Av with Kedusha Shabbos. There's such a thing. Last past year was a Mitzvah Shabbos. It's incredible. You don't make Havdalah. There's a lot of Torah that you don't make Havdalah until Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. Then why you don't make Havdalah? You make Havdalah. Who's stopping you making Havdalah? No, you don't make. You don't. Wait. How does it work with Havdalah?
Sunday night.
You make Havdalah Sunday night. You don't make Havdalah? Right, but you don't make Havdalah until? And you make Havdalah after?
Just the age you say on Shabbos.
And with So Yom, do you make Havdalah? With the Bracha Mavdil? No.
Sunday night?
I don't remember. How does it go?
Just a Mavdil without candles?
No candles.
You made it Saturday night.
Yeah. Candles. That's when you make.
That's an amazing.
That's an night. Saturday night you make.
Condensed light. You make.
Blow it and shul.
Right.
And you blow it out.
And then with
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Havdalah. Right.
If you don't, who's stopping you from making? Right. Who's stopping you from making Havdalah? You'll see from this is that it's a Shabbos stick of Tisha B'Av. It's an incredible insight into the kedusha of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Mitzvah Shabbos. Purim, which is not Shabbos, Pumfakert. It's Mitzvah Shabbos. What do? Menachsans. Take off your big day Shabbos. Take it off. Tisha B'Av, with mamish avelos. We all know the person of Achmali go to a base oval, it's Mitzvah Shabbos. So what do they do before they start Ma'ariv? All different men hug him. Before they sit Shiva Mitzvah Shabbos, they take off the big day Shabbos, they put on the big day avelos, right? Before Ma'ariv, some after Ma'ariv, before Ma'ariv, take off their shoes, the whole spiel, whatever they do here and there. But when it's Tisha B'Av, it's different. It's avelos, the Ram of Klal Yisrael, it's a whole different type of avelos. Everything is different. But Purim, you would think Pumfa Keretz Mitzvah Shabbos, a higher Kedusha, right? No. Take off the Big Day Shabbos. When you come to Megillah, it has to be a Big Day Chol, because this is the essence of what the Megillah is. It's an Igaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ima Yinochi Yibetzara, even in the most mundane, sinless situations, that's where the Ribbono Shalom is. When you bring your Big Day Chol and you're reading a letter with no trop, the HaMelech is there. Very, very unique approach to understanding what Purim is all about. Not just for the costumes, not the Big Day Shabbos, not laziness, Hakpod, the Big Day Chol. So let's go to another idea. Running out of time.
Yeah.
We don't do this. We're not Sanza Hasidim.
We don't have Abdallah.
We do make Abdallah. Right? We do make Abdallah. Yeah. And now that this idea of...
Well, because you can drink the wine too.
Okay, let me tell you a Vart. Okay, I want to tell you about Hamatash, but let me just do a Vart. I'm only mapping this Vart with a Hesped that I heard, very short Hesped, by Rabbi Wolfson. What Rabbi Wolfson said about... Badge of Palm Zechasarak Levracha. Now, it made a very powerful impression on me, and I thought it was brilliant. It was brilliant what he said about Rav Palm, and only Rabbi Wolfson would say something like this. On Rosh Hashanah, the Minhag HaOlam is the Shatz, the Shliach Tzibur gets up to the Baal Shachris gets up. How does he begin Shachris? Right, he goes through this whole long nigun, and then he says, Hamelech. Where does he say Hamelech from? So the minhag olam Ashkenaz is where he sits. In Shnobai Hasidim, they come to the beam, there's an amud, and the amud was a bima, they do from the beam, they do where they sit, they do where they are. Yeah. And they do from their makam, their place. And then they go to the amud. I told this to someone yesterday, he said to me, you should be careful because I know there are certain Hasidim, they daven by the amud, but they say Hamelech from the bima. I never heard that. And he said, but you're right, most people they do from their place. Okay, fine. But where does the Shaliach Tzibur say Hamelech? He says Hamelech from his Mokoyim. His Mokoyim. Rav Palm, Zechat Tzak Levracha, Zereshiv and Tarmidas, he didn't sit in the Mizrach. He was a very posh person. He sat in the middle, he sat in the seat, he never prayed, he didn't wear in the weekday long begotten, he was very the tachlis of pashtus. He was my rabbi. I got something from Rav Pan. He was mamish, the tachlis of pashtus. So Rav Wolfson said he was but he was Rosh Shiva. The whole yeshiva, the whole world was surrounding him. They looked up to him. He the whole Moedzes, the Aguda, they had their hearts for him. But he didn't prava, he didn't wear long, he didn't do all these things like all these other Rashivas, he sat. So he said, he was like the Shliach Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah that calls out Hamelech from his Mokom. There are Gedolei Yisrael that call out Hamelech. They go up to the deep, they go up to the Amud, and they stand in front of everyone. Well, let me know, I'm here, I'm front and center, and I'm going to represent us all, Hamelech. And then there are Gedolei Yisrael that are very posh, very simple, and they call out Hamelech quietly from their Mokon, from their Moshe, from wherever where they are. That was Rapha, that's what he said. Now, let's go a step further. Twice now, I told you this last week. There's a minhag sans. We don't do this. It's not done. The people who do this, they probably do derech letzanis, which is not right. But there is such a holy minhag, and it makes a lot of sense. Is that when the Baal Kore reads Balayla Hahu Nadu Dashnas Hamelech minhag sans, the old sans of Hasidim, when they came to the word Hamelech, they sang the word Hamelech with the nigun of Yom Naram Rashon Yom Kippur Hamelech that nigun. Why? Because the Perush of Gemara. The Gemara, there's a Gra that says that every time it says in the Gemara, the word Hamelech, it's a bleak reference to Hamelech Malchem Lachim. But the Gemara says one is explicit. Ba'alayla, it's a Gemara Megillah. Ba'alayla hahu nadu dashnas Hamelech. Nidodoy Shinosoy Shel Malkoy Shel Oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was awakened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was awakened. The Melech Malchay Halakim. So the Gemara explicitly says that this word HaMelech alludes, refers to the Melech Malchay Halakim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mela Minik sounds was when you say that Melech, you say the Nigan of the Yomim Noirayim. So it comes out now, twice a year, or two times during the year, it's really four times a year, because 2 days are Shani Yom Kippur, but two tkuvas in the year, do we say HaMelech in this Nigan? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, HaMelech, and on Purim, we say HaMelech. But there's a big difference. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when the Shliach Tzibur says HaMelech, he says it from his Mokim. From the corner, wherever he sits, he sits on the side, the back, the corner. On Purim, we call out HaMelech front and center from the bima. What does it mean? Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is the spitz of the Yom Noraim, but Yom Kippur is only on the ain of Kippurim. On the Yom Noraim, we're terrified. We're afraid. This din from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're in a state of pachad. We can't even call out to Hashem HaMelech. We're in hiding. We're afraid to say HaMelech. It's Yimei HaDin. Yomim Noirayim, Noira. So the best we can do is we can just get out of squeak. HaMelech. And we're so terrified. We're saying it from the corner of the room. But Purim, Mipnei Ahavas HaNeis. We come so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're able to call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMelech in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses with no fear, only with Ahavas HaNeis. So here, just as a little bit of a drush, we have here Tu Tkufas HaMelech V'yamim Noirayim Purim. But the Yom Noirayim is only a me'ein. It's like we think that you're learning HaMelech, you're saying HaMelech, HaMelech on the Purim. Oh, it's a reminder of the Yom Noirayim, Puntakert. On the Yom Noirayim, we're doing something that's a me'ein of what we're going to do on Purim. And then we'll be able to say HaMelech in where the shots should be saying HaMelech from the center of the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, that's 1 minute. Now let's jump quickly to the meaning of Hamantashen. I want to run out of time to talk about Hamantashen. Why is it a minhag to eat on Purim these strange things which are full of cholesterol and are fattening? What?
Worried.
What?
Worried about.
We're all worried about this. And who knows what other types of preservatives. Preservatives and poison, who knows what's in there. It tastes very good. So what is this all about? These funny three-shaped, these triangular-shaped cookies filled with, I don't know what the ftrei, exotic, all different types of filling. So the truth is, it really comes from, it used to be, I wasn't aware of this, it's really Yiddish. Haman, are you aware of this? Haman means seeds. Haman, mon? What is mon in Yiddish?
Poppy.
Mon. And what's the hay?
Mon is the moon.
The poppy seeds.
The pile. Mon. Poppy seeds. Their own seeds. And let's mon. So it doesn't mean Haman. It doesn't mean Haman from the story of the Megillah. It means, I don't know what the hay is. It alludes to the poppy seeds. Their own seeds. And Tash. Tash is a packet. So it's the seeds are enclosed in the packet of dough. Of the dough. So we're eating seeds. So basically, really where it all starts, going back to the Sharashim, it starts with the meaning of eating seeds, poppy seeds. Because hey, you wanna, you know, you want to package it a little bit nicer. You have to have shachmanis, you have to have shteiminim, so you have to have also a little bit of dough. So you want to package it, so you put it in dough. Haman, it's in a packet. Why? The question then is, why do we eat seeds on Purim? So the answer is, that's already given, it's all over the place. Because Zecha for Esther, and for Daniel, because Daniel, we learned in Sefer Daniel, when he was brought to Nebuchadnezzar to the palace, they served him non-kosher food, and he said to them, we don't want to eat non-kosher food, just give us some seeds. Give us some seeds and test us for 10 days. After 10 days, we are healthy, we look good, then you can keep our good food. They probably serve expensive meals, and Bala was very happy to take the good meals home, and he gave Daniel and Echananiah, Mishael Azariah, and the other people that were there, he gave them seats, and they survived. Esther followed in the way that, first of all, someone to say that's alone. That itself is all you need, because in the Megillah, Daniel played a very important role. Vayavo Hasoch. Who is Hasoch? Hasoch Zeh Daniel. According to some of our Shem, Daniel was killed. He was assassinated. He was killed by Haman. A very, very heavy price. It's a very tragic day, Purim. We also remember the death of Daniel. Daniel Ish Chamudos. And we paid a very heavy price. The miracle of Purim came at a very heavy price. So it's a zecher, you know, it's a zecher for, like, you know, Eretz Yisrael today. They have that, the Yom HaZikaron is the day before Atzmaot. There's a whole story behind it. Now, there was a very big debate when they read the history, when they found the state of Israel, they wanted to have a memorial day for the soldiers. A very big debate when it should be. And, like, by default, over the years, it became a much, much bigger thing to have the Yom HaZikaron the day before, the day they celebrate their independence. And interesting that on Purim, you also have a Zecher, Bo Bayom, you have a Zecher for Daniel in the Zeronim that are eaten in the Haman Tashim. Other Mepharshim want to say that it's not only Daniel, where it explicitly says in the Torah they gave him the Zeronim, but Esther, it's more alluded to, Vayishaneha. They changed from Yes Na'arosecha Litov Beis Hanoshim. Chazal Darshan Vayishaneha, they upgraded her. She followed in the way of Daniel. She also only ate seeds. So it's a Zecher for Daniel, and it's a Zecher for what happened Esther in my support, that she also ate seeds. So you take the seeds, you want to package it in dough. That is probably the simplest reason why we eat Haman Tashin, a Zecher for the Zeronim of Daniel and Esther. But let's go further. Now this reason is cited in many places, not many places, but it's cited in that very good sefer called Shvili B'Shvili HaMinuk. You can't get the sefer anymore. It's a very choshev sefer, and other people quote the sefer, what he recites. I don't know where he gets from the sefer Mata'amin, but he builds it up. He builds it up a lot more. There's a medrash. It's an obscure medrash. I don't know where the medrash is. I don't have a sefer in front of me, but the sefer Mata'am quotes a medrash that says that when Haman went out to destroy Klal Yisrael, he saw the ovals. Are you familiar with Michal with this medrash? But you familiar heard of this medrash?
No.
Yeah, there is such a medrash that he saw. Maybe I even wrote it down. Maybe did I write it down? Let me see if I have it over here. No, I didn't write down the source, but it's clearly there. There's a medrash that when Haman went out, I didn't make much of the medrash because, okay, all these medrashim, the ovos, what do the ovos have to do with the gimel ovos? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and he was weakened. Totash koichoi. He was weakened. He was afraid of the ovos, and that's why he had a mapala. So they want to suggest, the Sefer Matan and Rosh Shiloh HaMinchas building upon once, that's why the Haman Tash is a triangle. The triangle has three corners. And the three corners, it's coming to remind us of this Medrash. Haman Tosh. Haman, the Rasha, Haman HaRasha, or Haman, Tosh Koichai, Tashin, Lashon Tosh. Toshash Koichai was weakened when he saw the gimel of us, the three of us. So I told this over to someone, he explained to me, he knows about this, it's a very time he knows about this, and he says that's why in the Haman Tashin you're supposed to have seats. Right, today everything is a spin-off. You have chocolate filled and you have apricot. That's not the ikur. The minig was to have seats, poppy seats. So why seats? Only made money, only with seats. Okay, today everything is a hefkeris today. The world, but why? So now we're making, because the seeds represent the children. The zoicher, that the ovos, the three ovos, the pas, which represents the gimel ovos, which weakened the koyach of Haman, came to protect their children, the zera, the children of Klal Yisrael. Moshe, the seeds allude to Zera. What is Zera? descendants, children, the man's seed. Man's seed are his children. So the seeds are in the center, surrounded by the Gimel Ovos, which came to weaken the Ovos, came to protect us, to shelter us from the rishis, the wickedness of Haman. And the male Haman was Tosh. So that's why all of these different things come together. The seeds inside represent us, Klal Yisrael, the descendants of the Avos. The outside are the three Avos, sheltering their children, and all of this comes to connect into the Medrash, protected and cause Haman to become weakened, not to cause us harm. Okay, that is one Mahar. That also, this, I think, this sits very well into what we learned yesterday in the Chemia, that Daniel and the Chemia, what did they omit in their prayer? Hakel Hagadol. They did not say Godol. That's a Gibor. They did not say Gibor. Why not? Because Daniel lived at a time when we explained what is Gibor. So we went to the Shemone Esrei, and the Shemone Esrei, there are four words: Kel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vihanira. Kel is Elyon. Godol is Gomel Chasodim Tovim Mekoni Yakol. Noira is Umevi Gol of Nevenehem. And what is Gibor? The Zoicher Chastei Avos. Daniel did not see. Daniel saw the Gvurei Zeu Gibor Hakoyvesh Es Yitzro. Hakadosh Baruch Hu restrains himself. Why does Hakadosh Baruch Hu hold back and not punish us in the Zuchus of the Avos? Klal Yisrael Chayev Kliya in this generation. They were Nene Misudas Shalach Hashverosh. The story of Purim took place after the Tekufa of Daniel. And Daniel is a pachat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to save Klal Yisrael. We are on the verge of extinction because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tamu zuchus avos. We are the zuchus avos. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will he hold back and not fully punish us and allow us to survive? Will he remember the zuchus avos, the zocher chaste avos? Daniel left out Gibor, and Gibor in the Shemoneh Esrei is defined as zocher chaste avos. The miracle of Purim, which took place shortly after the Tkufa of Daniel. Daniel was in the Megillah also, Avivo Hasach, but that was later. That was after the Tkufa of the prayers and the whole visions and Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar and Daryavesh Shalmodai, and even the beginning of Koresh. You got to go a little bit fast forward into the time of Achashverosh. The miracle of Purim occurred, and that was the restoration of Gibor. And that's why thereafter, Anshei Knesset HaGedola, which was shortly after Miracle Purim, they restored the word Gibor to the Tefillah of Daniel. Because the entire event of Purim was a recognition that indeed, V'zoicher Chastei Avos. Hashem remembers our Zuchusim, and He comes to protect the children. So the Hamintash has three corners. The three corners are the Chastei Avos, coming to shelter the children. This is the essence of Purim, because the essence of Purim is the transition between Daniel and the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Daniel didn't see the Gibor. The Zoicher Chaste Avos, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, which came afterwards, restored it. And where did they get the Koyach? They saw the Maaseh Purim. The whole essence of Purim is the Zoicher Chaste Avos, protecting the children. That's why we have the Hamintash in the three corners, with the Zeron being protected in the middle. Okay, that's another idea. Now let's go to another idea. Another idea is that someone told me this is a little drush. This is like a real heavy duty capital drush. A Chassid Shirai told me this, and if he would hear what I'm going to tell you now, he would faint. Because he would not like what I'm going to tell you that I go over. He told me that a Hamintashin is a triangle. And he said to me, this is what he said to me, this is his own idea. What is a triangle? A triangle, it points either up or down. I said, what do you mean? You can turn the triangle? So he says, no, that's not the way. A triangle has a base. You have a start, you have a line. You have to be rooted somewhere. So either the triangle is base on the bottom and it points up, or the triangle is up and it points down. It's an arrow. Don't tell me it's you're putting on an angle, you're pointing this way, you're pointing that way. Either you're pointing up, it's an arrow. Triangle is the most elementary arrow. Say we have, you know, you go online, you want an arrow, type an arrow and you get a billion pictures, a zillion arrows, all different types of arrows in marketing, a billion arrows. But a simplest arrow is a triangle, either up or down. More Haman, so what he basically is telling them that Haman wanted to elevate himself, to go up and bring us down. Poor Haman Nepach Lipurenu. The arrow represents Haman. Haman was cast down, the Mapolo down, Haman was cast down, and Klal Yisrael was elevated up. And that's poor Haman, Nepach Lipurenu. Haman wanted to push us down and wanted to elevate himself up. It turned up all the way up, turned around, opposite. It turned out because that's what a triangle is, it's either going up or going down. V'nehapichu. Or what he wanted to do for himself was for Klal Yisrael. What he wanted to do for us, that's what happened to him. So it's an arrow going up and going down. You can turn it upside down, this way, that way, and it goes back and forth. Okay, that's what's his idea. And then there's a post, this is not his idea, but there's a post that says, Karne Rishoyim Agadeya Tirayamamna Karnos Tzadik. Hashem will take the Karen as the corner. An arrow has a point. The point is the corner. The carrot of the rush I will cut down, and the corners of the tzaddik I will elevate. So the triangle represents the fact that the karnos, the corner of the shun, will be pushed down, agadeh will be cast down, and the corner of the tzaddik will be, tiranamna, will be pointed, will be elevated. And that's his von, will be the chlip. What is the Magen David? The Magen David is 200 hashen. Two halentash. No, not two triangles. It's two halentashes. So what does that mean? What is that? What's that? This is a real heavy-duty capital drush. Eretz Yisrael represents the synthesis of Karnei Rishohim Agadeya Tereimamno Karnei Sadek. Purim was Pur Haman Nepach Lepurenu. It's flipped. It wasn't at the same time. We were in a matzif where we were lahashmid, laharog, laabed. The arrow was pointing all the way down for us. All of a sudden, boom, it turned around. There was a switch. It was a sudden switch, but at any given moment in time, we were all of a sudden all the way on top, before we were all the way on the down. Haman was going up, going down. It was a sudden switch. But Eretz Yisrael, Hashgacha Pratis, and there's a lot of Hashgacha in the fact that the Magen David, whether we like it or not, whether you're a religious Zionist, you're an Arab Zionist, bottom line is, that is a symbol which Hashgacha Pratis means an enormous amount in this world. 4 billion people in the world, when they see that symbol, they think of a Jew, whether you like it or not. Think of a Jew living in Eretz Yisrael. And what is that symbol? It's a double triangle. The symbol of a Hamantashen is a minigatik, comes from, and it's a triangle. And it does have something to do with this concept of Karnei Rishon Agadeya, Tereimamna Karnei Sadek. Okay, you got a message. I'm being very vague. I don't really have a clear way of expressing this. I'll leave that to you, to express it in the point going up, going down. But Haloi Davar, that the Magen David is a double triangle. And a double triangle means it's the full... The Geula Hasida, all the Yom Tov are going to be bottle, but Purim is not bottle. And what is Purim? And what is modern day Purim? Eretz Yisrael. What is modern day Geula Hasida? The Geula Hasida. The Geula Hasida is the manifestation, is the magnification of Purim, because Purim is not bottle, and Geula Hasida is the holiday. So the two are definitely related. The Geula Hasida of Eretz Yisrael is a greater manifestation of Purim. Purim is only one triangle. Still be held. That has to be defined. That's not so clear what that means. That's a lot of Torah on what exactly that means. People get carried away. They think, oh, no, you can throw out the kara of Pesach. Not so simple. But don't throw out the menorah yet. You know, don't put it away yet. But I want to say a drush is that if this is true, that this idea, Karnei Rishon Agadei Atranam, the kind of Sadik, and that's what these three corners, Zuchzoi Chachas Devos, and the Mogin David is two of them together, there's something going on there. What that is, I leave for you to finesse and to clarify. Alright, maybe I'm going to tell you, I'm going to run some very quick things. Kreploch, okay, this is, okay. I don't know who is all together anymore. Who is all together anymore? I see them. Okay, but this is like I found this very interesting. You probably know this. There are 3 days a year where you clap. Do you know this? 3 days. Oh, you know this. Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, so he knows this. Yom Kippur, Hashanah Purim. Yom Purim, you clap Haman. Hashanah Rabbah, you clap Chavata, the Arava. And Erev Yom Kippur, it used to be, Malchus. They used to get out of the floor, the Shamus would whip you. This used to be, you'll see, don't worry, they'll start doing this again. new minug, a new chumra of the generation. I guarantee you'll start seeing this before you turn around. You'll start seeing this in a couple of years. We'll start doing this again. So 3 days. So what do you accomplish on these 3 days? You, by clapping, you destroy the din, the harshness. Haman is the Rosh Amalek, you destroy Amalek. Erev Yom Kippur, you wipe out your sins. On Hashanah Rabbah, you big the Chavot. The Chavot represents also, I don't know, the wishes, Amaratzim, represents Zilzla Torah. You also clapping, you're getting rid of trouble. Basar represents din. This is like it's Basar represents the concept of din, harshness. Just like Yayin and Mayim, same exact thing. Meat represents din in the Olam Kabbalah, and Lechem represents Rachamim. Rachamim. When you take bread and you cover, what's the idea of Kreploch? Chassidus Torah is to cover the meat. Normally, when they serve you a meat, you go to a restaurant, they serve you meat, you know, you want to see the meat. You don't want the meat to be hiding. You want to see what's going on. The whole essence of Kreploch is to hide. The meat should be hidden. Why should it be hidden? Because meat represents dinim, harshness. Bread, lechem, represents rachamim. These 3 days are days when we do things to get rid of the harshness. Clap haman, clap the arava, we clap the malchus. So that's when the dinim are concealed. Okay, one thing I forgot to say about haman tashnis, this only works the 21st century this far. It doesn't work for the real haman tash, which is mon, which is seeds. But today, this generation, going to the store, they're overwhelmed with all the fillings. So it used to be only had the overwhelming Hanukkah, the different types of donuts that can be filled with this type of filling and that filling and this filling. But today even the Hamantash are filled with anything you can possibly want. What's the pshat? Why in this 21st generation, big, big capital D, Jewish, what's the pshat? The Gemara says that Haman was, there was no one in the world that was as skilled as speaking Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael. Yesh noy am echad lifu zor mufur abeinu am. The Gemara has a long drasha. Haman, he knew how to put a negative spin on every single prat you can come up with. Less man the yoda hakadu gulos the Gemara lishna bisha. There's no one who knew how to speak evil like Klal Yisrael. Whatever there was to say bad, he would say it. He didn't miss a note. Didn't miss a beat. It's very interesting, and the Darshan talk about this, Rabbi Wolfson.
When he was minister of propaganda.
When you read this argument of his, I mean, it's like classic anti-Semitic literature.
And the Gemara builds it up. The Gemara darshans every little word. The Gemara darshans less man the other lishna bishna kahamun arash. He knew how to build up every. The Gemara, there's a lot of. There is Jewish, Rabbi Wolfson discusses, says, talks about this, and others as well, is that the man in the midbar has the same letters, not exactly, as Haman. The hey is really a hey ha'idiyah, but that's not so simile. Look very carefully. Ha'monachlu. Many times, even though we simply use the hey as a hey ha'idiyah, and they call the bread mon, monhu, they called it mon, but the Torah also refers to the entire bread with the hey ha'idiyah. The hey ha'idiyah, to a certain degree, and this is correct, this is true, look very carefully in the Torah, is also used partially at times as part of the sherish of the essence of the bread, of this heavenly bread. Hamon. The hey. So it's hey nen nun. And what is hamon? Also hey nen nun. Haloi davar. That here we have something that is 100% divine. Comes from Shemayim, lechem abirim. There's no waste, and we have hamon harasha. Now you'll tell me, well, because they both represent extremes. That's such a kasha. Hamon is kulara. There's not even a shemetz of good in hamon. He's a rasha merusha. Not even one redeeming quality. And the mon is kularuchni. There was no waste. But more than that, the mon, when you ate the mon, what did it taste like?
Whatever
you wanted. There was nothing unlimited. Haman, less man the other, anything that you can look at in Klal Yisrael, we always knew how to put an evil twist. We eat Haman Tashin. What's Haman Tashin? It's Haman pockets. You can fill up the pocket with whatever you want. Just like the Haman who's able to come up with every bit of Lashon Hara, any Machshava Ra he wanted to say about Klal Yisrael, was able to fit into their customs. So, and that's exactly what the mon was. The mon was also any type of filling, any type of taste. That's exactly what the purpose of the Haman Tashin is. It's to be like Haman, not in the Koyach of Ra, but the Koyach of Kuloi Toiv, like Hashem's mon. Hamon Achlu, and the Hamon can taste whatever you want. Purim Torah. You can put inside. I have to end up with Purim Torah. No. Yeah. Oh, my rise. Rise is a Haman Tashin. Yeah.
Yeah. You
can
love it or hate it.
Yeah. Haminoites.
Haminoites. There's your filling right there. Haminoites. Or your fruit filling.
Aha, fruit filling. Okay, I love it.
Fruit
filling. With that Purim Torah, we will conclude. So tomorrow, 9:45.
Why?
Time is Esther.
Okay.